Call to order this regular assembly meeting of the City of Burl Ring, Alaska, on Tuesday, May 30th, 2017, at 7 p.m. This is rescheduled from the 23rd. Pledge of Allegiance this evening will be led by Assemblymember Patty Gilbert, and the invocation following by a member of the Bahama, the High of Faith, if you remain standing.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You may have heard this before. It's a prayer written by Abdu'l Baha, a prayer for America. O thou kind Lord, this gathering is turning to thee. These hearts are radiant with thy love. These minds and spirits are exhilarated by the message of thy glad tidings. O God, let this American democracy become glorious in spiritual degrees, even as it has aspired to material degrees, and render this just government victorious. Confirm this revered nation to upraise the standard of the oneness of humanity, to promulgate the most great peace, to become thereby most glorious and praiseworthy among all the nations of the world. O God, this American nation is worthy of thy favors and is deserving of thy mercy. Make it precious and near to thee through thy bounty and bestowal. Thank you.
Thank you. We don't have any ceremonial matters this evening. A roll call, please.
Assemblymember Skilber?
Here.
Persunka?
Here.
Rooney?
Here.
Decker?
Here.
Powell?
Here.
Mitchell?
Here.
And Mayor Jack?
Here. And amendments to the agenda. Does anyone have any amendment? Conflict of interest. Does anyone have a conflict of interest on any item on the agenda? Item 5, consent agenda.
Move to approve those agenda items listed under the consent agenda and those marked with an asterisk, items 6A and 7A through 7C.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assemblymembers Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Persunka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Borough Manager's report.
Well, Carol had provided a Borough Manager's report, and then I was able to speak with Amber a little bit today over the phone because she's traveling. And so the report that Lee had sent out last Wednesday is still valid. We're doing really good. She said they're still cleaning the sand and roughing filters. When they're frequently plunging the filter, she said it causes the water quality to go down. Therefore, they're not doing it every day, but every few days, and they're finding that it's working. So Amber also wanted me to specifically thank the assembly for allowing the hiring of the 4 temporary workers, because it's allowing them to do some deferred maintenance, and it's which is making a difference. And so that's all I had on the water update. Did you have a question?
Yeah, just on water sales. My understanding is we are not selling water to the cruise ships this year. Is that correct? Or is that by special order? And then the second question I have is I saw somebody driving out of town the other day with a huge tank on a trailer, obviously from out the road, needed some water. Why? I don't know, but it was a big water thing. Are we selling water to people up the road as well? Is that something that we do?
I don't believe so. No, I don't. Do you know of anybody
no.
doing that?
No, not to my knowledge. I will say that we've discussed the various options for finding a way to charge people for water where they could otherwise fill it up for free. There's a faucet at the Shoemaker Harbor parking lot where, generally speaking, people can kind of just drive up and fill up with water. I think there's also maybe a water source at one of the restrooms at the Shoemaker Park, for example. We've looked into, we haven't, Amber, Public Works Director, has looked into options for, you know, basically installing some sort of a some sort of a unit, an ATM kind of machine that would accept payment for anyone who wanted to fill up water. Those exist and are used in some places. It looks like the cost would be many thousands of dollars, and so relative to the amount of water that goes through there, it's not definitive yet that it would be a good use of money, depending on how much it's used. But we are kind of aware that there are places to kind of fill up your water at will and for free if you've got a tank like that. So we're still kind of working on that and thinking about ways to potentially try and limit that.
I thought about it when I saw it for sure, because my number one, they were spilling water all the way down the highway, but number two, I paid for my water, it's a set fee, and I live in town, and so if I can just, you know, well, then it, the folks are coming in, filling up, getting filtered water, and not paying for it, we don't, you know, if a boat comes in, we get something for the harbor rental, hopefully, or from the stall rental, so that would be nice to have some way of controlling from that. I also don't know, I've never thought about that before, so I don't know how many thousands of gallons of water roll down the highway. And so that's just another question that I'd have that I think we should try to tighten up if we can. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Typically, you know, guys will have a 300-gallon tank at 12 cents a gallon. You're talking at $4 to fill the tank. Your problem of trying to control this is going to outweigh the cost of charging for it. And typically, people like that don't use that much water. I live down the road, and we had that drought. We went 5 weeks without rain, and I actually came in and got two loads. I owed the borough $6. Really? You want to go down this road? I think it's too little, too late. It's not worth our time to worry about. They pay enough taxes.
Except that we're asking people not to use water in other places, and if you can't do that, then I guess the question would be, would it be cool for folks to go get that water out of there and use it other places? I don't know. I think if we're asking folks to be good about it, we need to look at all the elements of it.
Mm-hmm. We had an email exchange earlier about the weekly water plant status report, and which I'm very glad to receive, when I get it, unless I go back and look at past ones, the information in it, it's hard for me to tell if we're sort of trending up or trending down, and it's going to get more critical in like July. Mm-hmm. And so I'd like to get it down pat a little bit better. Maybe we can get sort of a simple chart of where the numbers are over time, like week to week. Maybe
you have an update on that. Yeah, so I did speak to the Public Works Director about that, and given that the efforts being put forth to produce the information, it could probably pretty easily be done in a way that basically tracks it in some sort of a spreadsheet. She did kind of advise me that there's some information in those reports that are essentially just a snapshot, and it could change or fluctuate significantly later on in the day, and so it wouldn't necessarily be useful to be comparing one snapshot to another snapshot, because a graph would kind of not be that informative. But there are other you know, bits of information that if tracked and graphed, could provide more reliable trend information. She wasn't able to get the previous reports to me before she left, but we've been gathering that, and so as soon as she or someone she delegates can send those over to me, I could start compiling them that way, and it wouldn't take long. So.
Yeah, like I said, it's just July, August is going to be super critical to be really on top of it. So, and I think we feel like, oh, things are, you know, feeling more relaxed, but, you know, this is not the time that's going to be critical still to come. So, like, I just want to kind of keep that, thinking about that and how to see in those reports what's happening, because we're all going to get busy in summer. We're going to get a report. What does this mean?
I kind of agree with Steve on the water situation. You know, people off the road that are paying for it come in and get it. You know, and then Mark's got a good point. It costs more to charge and have someone there to charge them for it. But if we get in a situation, I would suggest that we have some kind of system to lock that. Mm-hmm. And if they need water, there's a spring out there that runs year round. We're probably better quality water than we're getting out of the tap. And they can get a bucket and fill it, I mean, if they need water. Mm-hmm. But if we get to that situation where we have to cut off people here in town, I don't think we should just let people come in and get it. Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't cost much to put a lock on it.
I think that there are options to lock or shut off certain places where you can otherwise just go and fill up.
I think the one at Shoemaker is already made to have a lock mm-hmm. on it, and all it takes is a padlock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then several months ago, we were waiting for a barge to come to town to take scrap metal off the island. Do we have an update on that?
I do. So Amber had reported to me today that the Bueller family is actually working with Channel Construction on that cleanup project. They have another project that they're working on in Metlakatla that they had to go back for. But while they were here, they did come in. They went to the solid waste facility and moved around some material to make room for that area until Channel Construction came back to town. She's expecting them sometime in June once they finish up that Metlakatla project. She doesn't have a solid date yet, but when they do come back, she's going to close the landfill for about 5 days, which would include the 2 days, so for 3 days additional, so that they can do that work. And then she'll provide plenty of notice to the public that it's going to be closed. She told them she needs at least a week, so that's a minimum of a week. And Channel Construction has to work on AML's schedule for the barge. So
do we know if there'll be space for extra vehicles, or just the ones in the landfill now, or
I know personally that there will be room for extras. So we have one at our house that they said they would take. So
and we'll get the notice out to the public that
I will make sure that she includes that.
And
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure where they would be staging that at, because I'm thinking that they're going to be pulling up to the AML barge there. So I'm not sure on that. I can check and let you know though.
And Kim, on that, it sounded like Amber was going to have about a week's notice to put the notice out to the community.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if a notice could be provided sooner,
mm-hmm.
a generalized notice, not with the exact date, but saying something like sometime later in June,
mm-hmm.
the service will be coming. If you have something, be prepared
to get
to
ready.
Make plans, yeah,
mm-hmm.
right. Because
mm-hmm.
again, people are going to start being busy
yep.
and gone out of town, and so in order for community members to sort of pre-plan it,
right.
Would be good.
And I would assume you'd have to empty all fluids and dispose them correctly, and
yeah, and I'll find that out.
The particulars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Any further questions on the borough manager's report? Borough clerk's file.
Other than what's in my report, I don't have anything.
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
I just have a question. What was the date of the assembly meeting that with the union rep?
That's going to be, is it the 10th? No, 8th. June 8th.
June 8th. So it won't be in the assembly chambers, it'll be... Yeah.
No, it's going to be here.
The planning has only been rescheduled.
Oh, I
yes.
see.
Yes,
thank you. Okay.
Any further questions? Okay, item 10, Mayor Assembly reports and appointments. Does any assembly member have any report? Case. city board and committee appointments. There were no letter of interest received for either of the vacancies on Economic Development Committee, October 2019, or the Wrangell Convention and Visitors Bureau, October 2018. So we'll keep advertising more for those. Mm-hmm. Persons to be heard. Are there any persons to be heard? This is the opportunity for any member of the audience to speak on the item, on an item that is on the agenda. When the agenda item comes up, you will not have an opportunity to speak on it unless the assembly has specific questions regarding the item. We have two people that want to speak, Marilyn Mork on fireworks.
My turn? My name is Marilyn Mork. I live at 740 Evergreen, PO Box 154, Wrangell. I've been here for 30-some years. With the big change of the fireworks being on the 4th of July this year, I was called by the Chamber, or the Chamber of Commerce called me and asked me about getting fireworks to sell to the people like we used to have on the road. And was it a vendor? You know how that used to be. And I said, well, I can't get those fireworks. I mean, I can get those, but I can't sell them because the ordinance specifically says what I can and can't sell. I can sell the little kid stuff, which we all changed that a couple years ago to make it clear. And because the 4th of July now is going to be pretty quiet, pretty, for the most part, people are going to get fireworks somewhere. They're going to go to Petersburg or they're going to go to Prince of Wales and get them. And so I called the police station today and talked to, not Doug, but Merlin, and he said, well, you need to talk to the chief. Well, he wasn't in today, so I didn't talk to him. But I talked to Kim about it a little bit. And so it's kind of short between now and the 4th of July to get the fireworks, to order them and get them here, to be able to have, you know, Roman candles and artillery shells and ball rockets and the things that we don't get to have anyway. But if we can change the ordinance, once again, I don't know how it's, it would be right down to the wire whether we could have them or not to be used around town. Currently, if you guys know what the ordinance, it just says we can have the little kid things, things that don't fly, you know, sparklers and poppets and caps and things like that. So I've had a lot of people call me and say, well, can I get this? I'm like, well, you know, I don't think so. You'll have to go unless we can change this. So I'm just asking if we can get it on the agenda for your next meeting, or if you can have a special meeting about this to speedy it along, because I do need to order fireworks like next week. And make it so that we'll be able to sell them again, at least for this 1 year, to try it. With the fireworks being on the 3rd, it's kind of like, what's the 4th going to be like? A lot of adults want fireworks that have to go out of town to get them. So that's what I'm, I guess, here to talk about. You guys probably won't ask me a lot of questions, but I don't know what else you need to know. But if there's a chance or a way that it can be on the agenda at your next meeting or a special meeting, that you can change the ordinance so that we once again can sell, like I said, firecrackers, things that fly, artilleries, bottle rockets. None of those are allowed currently. So people get them anyway, and they have them here. They get them in Petersburg. They get them in Prince of Wales. It'd be nice to keep the money here again. I used to sell them here and make good money, but that hasn't happened since we became a borough. So I don't know if that can happen or not. That's my question to you guys.